Morning Edition continues. I'm Kevin Willis. Law enforcement officials estimate that at any one time, 500,000 online predators are hoping to prey on unsuspecting children and teenagers. WKU Public Radio reporter Rhonda Miller spoke with Kentucky State Trooper Corey King, who is presenting a workshop on social media tonight at 6 p.m. Central at Owensboro High School. Trooper King will show parents how to watch for signs that their child may be lured by online predators.
This is the devil's playground. This is where the predator troll is online, because not only can they stay anonymous, but in fact, they can change their whole identity. And essentially, a 50-year-old man could pose as a 14-year-old boy and lure some girls that way. That is what we're seeing. And that's the scary part as a parent, is as literally as easy as clicking a button and having a conversation with somebody you think may be a new student at your school, but the reality is it is a sex offender from another county. Just Kentucky alone, we have almost 20,000 child porn images shared in this state a day.
What ages are most vulnerable to these kind of predators? And is it girls or boys? How does that all break down?
I think it's really a good time to have that conversation with your child around fifth grade, sixth grade. They're starting to really get adaptive into the world of these apps, these social apps, where they're communicating with not only their friends that they know, but also once they truncate over into middle school and high school, they're doing so much more and they're broadening out. That's usually where we see some of these predators grooming their victims, is anywhere between, and we've seen them as young as fourth grade.
Sometimes we read about police reports where an older predator lured a young girl, sometimes a young boy, and they went to meet them somewhere. And these are kids who are really too young to drive, but somehow they get them, you know, where they can take advantage of them.
Well, oftentimes what we have seen locally is that adult would drive to them. And if they live in the city limits, perhaps there is a location that those kids can walk to, or maybe it'd be a park. These predators will go to any length. They will fly in. They will rent cars. And sadly, you know, at this age, it is one of those where there's still so much trust built in with our youth. And that this right here is one of those where they know they can exploit that trust. Most of the time, the predators are predominantly male, largely male. They will lure teenage girls or preteen girls. But what we see with the young boys, it will be online gaming. We have seen where, like, say, for example, Fortnite, you may have a male try to groom multiple boys into the meeting. So if you have the online gaming where you're able to communicate with someone else who's playing the game with you, if they were to try to ask you to call, text them, go to Snapchat, something where they want to move you from that forum over into another one, that's a red flag right there. That's probably a predator trying to get the young boy. I tell parents, if you allow your child to get Snapchat, you get Snapchat. But not only follow your own child on Snapchat, but follow your child's friends, because you are who your friends are. And it is, we see that especially at around the 7th, 8th, 9th grade level.
And if a person cannot come to the workshop, if they're concerned, what should a parent do if they can't get to the workshop?
Ask your school counselor, call Kentucky State Police. I will gladly come to your event and do this for free.
Very important. Thank you so much, Trooper King. I really appreciate your time.
You're certainly welcome. Take care, Rhonda.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I've been talking with Trooper Corey King. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Rhonda Miller.